My name is Kelly Nelson. I'm a consultant working with MapShots.
Well, Kelly, you talked about using MapShots and Ag Studio for business applications, the business of farming. First of all, you talked about we had four major areas where this could be used on the farm for the business applications.
Yeah, the four areas basically are tracking your inputs and eventually arriving at a cost report that really takes your data, unlocks your field operation data into something a lot more tangible, which is dollars and cents. Secondly, I talked about our lease management capabilities within Ag Studio, in particular the ability to save multiple boundary sets, to save a different boundary for lease and shareholders versus the actual boundary that you operate the field in. Thirdly, I talked about our commodity inventory features and the ability to track grain and fiber within the system. And lastly, I talked about some features that we have to make reporting to the government, specifically reporting to FSA, to your crop insurance agent, a little bit more basically streamlined based on, you know, what data you already have in Ag Studio.
No, I think, was it important for you to get this out because most people are using Ag Studio primarily for agronomic purposes?
Absolutely. The agronomy is the killer function within Ag Studio. Folks have equipment increasingly so they started with a yield monitor, then they went to the planting monitor. Now there's a monitor on everything. There's a sensor on everything. You have all this data. What do you do with it? These business features take the data that you already have in Ag Studio, tie that to something that makes sense. And again, really what you want to get down to at the end of the day is dollars and cents, and these are the features that move you to that direction.
And all of these things are things that farmers have to do anyway, or should be doing at least to make sure that they're being profitable. So, and some may be done currently on different programs.
Right now, absolutely. And what we seek to do is really to bring that all into the same program. We know that people are using different programs. We don't intend to box people out. We want to work with other people. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, if your program of choice is Ag Studio, we want to be able to pull that data in and for you to view all of that data within Ag Studio.
The other thing that you stressed about this is the flexibility.
Absolutely. I talk today, I think I made the point again and again that there's all of these features in there. A lot of growers are going to say that doesn't apply to my operation. We've put in all sorts of features, all sorts of flexibility. You as a grower can use the features that make sense to you. The features that don't make sense to you, you don't have to use them. The system will still work if you use just the features that you need.
So you can use as much or as little as you want.
That's exactly right.
Now, if a grower already is using Ag Studio and they're not aware of how they can use this for the business management on their farm, what do you suggest they do?
Well, certainly if for those folks who are here at InfoAg, we'll have a booth right at the bottom of the stairs. We're easy to find. Stop by and talk to us. We'll go deep into detail with you. For those that aren't here, definitely reach out to us. You can reach us at support@mapshots.com. Go visit our website, mapshots.com, and get the details you need there.
All right, excellent. Thank you very much, Kelly. Here at the MapShots Ag Studio Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.